Senate GOP gives victory to Kamala Harris, her big tech donors with green card giveaway. By John Binder on December 3, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, has scored a major legislative victory thanks to no objections from Senate Republicans over Senator Mike Lee's RUT, green card giveaway legislation for big tech. As Breitbart News reported, on Wednesday, Lee passed the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act, also known as S.386 or H.R. 1044, through unanimous consent with no objections from Senate Republicans or Senate Democrats. The green card giveaway for giant tech corporations will allow Indian nationals to effectively monopolize the United States green card system for at least 10 years, providing a constant stream of foreign workers that American professionals will be forced to compete against for white-collar jobs. The giveaway solidifies that employment-based visas only go to temporary foreign visa workers, mostly on H-1B visas, who have been imported to the U.S. by corporations to replace American workers, thus rewarding companies who outsource American white-collar jobs. Currently, there are roughly 400,000 Indian nationals in the U.S. on temporary visas who are waiting to get green cards to permanently remain in the country. The giveaway fast-tracks them. Existing rules ensure that companies can only give out 70,000 green cards to foreign workers every year, with a maximum 11,000 of those green cards going to Indian nationals. The giveaway increases that annual rate of green card allotment up to 140,000 a year, with perhaps 100,000 going to Indian nationals annually. Politically, the giveaway is a major legislative victory for Harris, who C0 sponsored the legislation last year with Lee. The win comes less than 2 months before Harris could be sworn in as vice president to Democrat Joe Biden, freeing them up from legislative hurdles with the giveaway. The largest beneficiaries of the giveaway remain the tech corporations that served as political boosters for Harris as mega donors in the 2019 Democrat presidential primary and the 2020 presidential election. TechNet, the group which advocates on behalf of big tech, served as one of the main lobbying pressures for the giveaway. TechNet's CEO Linda Moore donated the maximum donation of $2,800 to Harris' failed presidential bid. When Biden named Harris as his running mate, TechNet praised the decision, noting their close ties to the California Democrat. Other Harris donors who lobbied for the giveaway, and are set to benefit, include Microsoft, Amazon, Salesforce, Facebook, Google, IBM. Last year, 140 House Republicans helped 224 House Democrats pass the giveaway after a huge lobbying effort by big tech corporations, the Chamber of Commerce, and the billionaire Koch Brothers network of organizations. The legislative path forward for the giveaway, insiders told Breitbart News, is to have the House pass an identical version of the Senate-approved legislation, which would send it straight to President Trump's desk for signature or veto. The White House has not stated whether Trump supports the giveaway. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.